This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cannon of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was seen riding.
Should old answers be forgot and new puzzles now? Take all the riddles off the shelf and throw them in the trash.
Hey, Happy New Year, Riddle Riddle.
Happy New Year, Riddle Riddle.
Happy New Year, Riddle Riddle to both of you.
I'm so glad we're all spending New Year's Eve together.
Yeah, is this sad?
No, I like it.
No.
And I like the little streamers you put up, Adel. Yeah. It's very festive.
Hey, Adel, if it was sad, would we have all just been crying?
Yeah, I have 8 iPads and I put them all on Twitch.
So yeah, we're all some streamers we're watching up. PewDiePie and Ninja.
It's very festive.
This is how I love to spend my New Year's.
This is nice. And I'm glad we said no significant others. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They would just get in the way.
Mm-hmm, and guys, this is 2020. This is going to be the year of perfect vision. Meaning, finally, Paul Bettany will get his own TV show. It'll be fantastic.
Vision
he's
of the
been
witch.
Underused. Perfect Vision 2020.
2020.
The year of Paul Bettany.
I cannot believe it's about to be 2020.
I know.
Aaron, it is 2020.
Just to think.
New Year's.
It's 2020.
You're ruining the effect.
Oh, sorry. It's 2020.
It's 2020. Just to think, only 4 more years of Trump.
Oh, my God. That just made my stomach hurt.
Oh, yeah. Let's stop.
I have
to stop the podcast.
Four years.
I need Pepto-Bismol
months.
Now.
Oh, but you know what? Looking back, 2019, what a year, what a year, what a mighty good year.
Oh, boy.
Keep talking over my singing.
Do you guys want to talk through some of what our New Year's resolutions were last year and how we did on them? I think it'd be fun. I do think we actually talked about this on the podcast. About
really?
I think we did.
We did.
Because we had the off book.
Okay.
And we said some of our New Year's resolutions, and I would love to see how much we fucking failed at those.
Did you re-look up what everyone said?
I, of course, did not.
I remember mine.
I barely remember
mine. Tell you, my number one was to have Off Book back on, and that did not happen.
Off Book, the phone must be off the hook because I'm calling and I'm not getting any pickups.
The phone's not re-knowing.
Jess.
I remember I was so nervous for that show. I was such a fan. Mm-hmm. I still am such a fan. So
it's funny, not until after the show were you like, I'm a huge fan of theirs. I'm like, oh, I didn't. You acted like you didn't know who they were.
I did do to them.
Cool. Yeah, no, to you me. Kept, when I said Off Book's going to be on, you're like, okay, cool.
You kept calling Zach Kate. So
yeah, it's sort of a
Jess
power play.
Moss, yeah.
No, they are so great. I think I'd only really been a fan for like 4 months or so when we had them on, but I was certainly nervous.
They're literally the best. Aaron, what were some of your New Year's resolutions?
I think my New Year's resolution was to be able to do a split.
Mm,
oh,
and
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
You have a banana split in front of you.
And it is making me not flexible, really turning my muscles to stone.
And JPC, your New Year's resolution was 1080p?
Yes.
Well, actually.
And I wanted to be backlit.
I know this is bad audio, but I'm going to take off my headphones. And then Adel and JPC are going to fairly narrate how close I am to the splits.
Okay, and you know, and
then,
that we won't.
I know, and then I'll get back on mic and I'll tell you what my split journey was.
Okay. We'll accurately represent this.
Erin is standing up. She's stretching.
She's getting into a car.
She drank a fifth of Jack. Dare her to drive.
Okay.
Erin is behind the table, so I can't really see what's going on.
When she said that she was going to show us how close to the splits she was going to get, I didn't think she'd be doing a brief prayer before, but I guess this is part of it.
Her face is beet red. Her leg is clearly broken.
I've seen videos of people doing the splits. This is not part of that process. Okay, she's stretching. This must be stretching.
Okay.
I think she's getting close to being able to be ready to start.
She keeps staring at us, waiting for us to be impressed, but I think nothing she has done is impressive.
She's using way too much knee for this to be the splits.
It looks like
she's Tim like Tebowing.
Like a track racer, like getting in the blocks.
Okay.
Erin.
Okay, Erin's coming back to the table.
Now, JPC and I are going to hold up numbers. We'll verbally hold them up. So this will be from 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Judge Adel gives you a 1.3.
Are you okay?
Judge JPC, looks like he has ditched all of the pre-made cards, and he's just holding up a question mark.
So this is what happened.
Yeah, walk us through what happened.
If you had given me like 3 more minutes, if I had like stretched and got into it, I would have been pretty close.
Real quick, we didn't stop you.
Have you actually been working towards this?
I've actually, wasn't taking it as seriously for like March through June or whatever.
Sure.
But when I got to the summer,
yeah,
I got re-energized about it and I started going to physical therapy for my shoulder. And then I asked them about that and they were like, yeah, that's great. And then I got a gift card to this place called Stretch Lab where they stretch you out. So I've actually gotten so much closer to a split and I also have a lot less hip pain.
Interesting.
Now I get because I have one leg that's longer than the other leg, I get a lot of like hip pain. And so it
helps
a lot.
If it helps, it's noticeable.
I know.
Hip pain.
And my legs fall asleep a lot, and that's been happening less now. Aww. That I've been focusing on getting closer to the split. So that was mine.
Can we backtrack a little bit?
Yeah.
She went to a doctor for your shoulder.
It was a physical therapist.
Okay. And you told them you're going to try and do the splits, and they said, that's great?
Yeah. They were like, that's great. That makes sense. Because I was like, also like, and then I get hip pain, and it's probably normal, but my legs fall asleep all the time. And they're like, that's not normal.
How did they say that's great?
That's great.
Okay.
That's a great goal.
You sure it wasn't? That's great.
That's great. No, they're like on the phone chewing gum.
Being flexible is a good goal because it's like it's good for your circulation and you should be stretching all the time.
But yeah, I definitely haven't given up.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been as aggressive about it as maybe I should be.
I don't think that I know that I haven't been actively working towards any like New Year's resolutions over the course of last year. I think what I talked about on the podcast last year was the ones that I'd done for the previous year. I don't think I made any new ones this year.
I think you said less farts.
Movies. Watch movies.
That was last year. Anyway, I haven't been.
Oh, watch 100 movies?
I did that last year, though.
Okay.
And I can't remember if I said I was going to try to do that again, but I didn't. I never once this year, tracked my movie watching or anything like that.
I think mine, if anything, mine might have been to read all of Discworld, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I've been wanting to do that for a while, but I'm not going to read it until I have all the books. And I'm, 6 away, so I should just start.
Does anyone have any ones that they are making for this new year?
Do a split.
You still? I mean,
read all of Discworld.
It's great. Very good. So I want to at least, and I did. I think I did this last year just by accident, but I want to at least read 12 books this year. So I'll try to do a book a month. That's one of my goals for this year, because reading is one of those things that sometimes I just let fall by the wayside.
Sure.
But I do want to try to read more this year.
Well, I think with the review crew, we're doing Animorphs book one.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe review crew just turns into a book club.
Yeah, and when I say I want to read a book every month this year, I mean a 100-page children's book like Animorphs. That's going to count for me for that. I want to cheat, basically.
I did the Goodreads challenge. Last year, I read like 85 books. This year, I read 60. But maybe
that's incredible.
But maybe like 16 of them were comic books or graphic novels. So I did kind of cheat.
That's still not bad.
No, that's not bad at all. Reading is I do enjoy it, but I have to make myself do it because so much other stuff is just life, baby. I used to read on the train all the time, but now I listen to so many podcasts that I feel like I'm the time that I would be reading on the train, I'm listening to podcasts.
Podcasts are like books.
Nope. Not the ones I listen to.
They're bad for me. They're actively bad for me.
Speaking
of actively bad for you, Japes, are you baby new riddles?
I'm a little baby new riddles
little
this
baby
year.
Baby new riddles.
So aww. I thought it would be fun. I don't know if you guys
His
remember.
Diaper finally has a context.
Oh my God, there's where my contacts are. Right back in the eye.
No.
So remember last year when we took those riddles that had been submitted to us by our listeners and we put them in the time capsule and we said we're going to wait 1 year for these New Year's riddles and then we're going to open up the time capsule and do the New Year's riddles next New Year's?
That makes no sense. I've never heard of that.
Okay, well, I did that. It may have been in a dream. But we had a lot of actual riddle submissions that came into us last year around the first of the year. Some of them even wished us a Happy New Year's. So we didn't read those. We never even fucking responded to them. But today they're finally going to get their day
in court.
Oh, fun.
I like that idea.
So these are all riddle submissions from about exactly 1 year ago.
Hindsight, we should have written them last year. Hindsight is
2020.
2018.
Mm-hmm. The year of hindsight.
Hindsight is 2018.
You were asking so little of me in that moment.
And Heinz ketchup is
good sauce.
Fucking nasty.
I think I broke both my groin muscles. I'm not okay.
These riddles are from Adam from Norwich, England.
Ooh. Yeah, he must like have a, an accent.
Yeah, and I'm going to read,
Are you a warlock? Norwich.
Norwich. I'm going to read these in his, what I assume his accent is. Aaron, JPC.
Scottish, not English.
No, these are
Welsh.
This is English.
Liverpoolian.
You guys don't know. A detective an author called Beatrix Potter was popular in America when you were kids, but she's been a part of British culture now for over 100 years.
She wrote the bunny story?
Mm-hmm.
Peter, Velveteen Rabbit or no?
In case you're not familiar, she wrote books about the anthropomorphic animals such as Peter Rabbit, Benjamin Bunny, Jiminy my puddle doc. Never heard of that fucking one.
Benjamin Bunny's the bunny who aged backwards into a carrot.
And they would go on cute Edwardian adventures. I started reading them to my daughter, one of the stories. Though short, they contained about 8 riddles.
Aaron, you know earlier when you said this is bad audio and you did the splits?
The better audio than this?
Yeah, this is bad audio.
And so I thought of you all. This one was written in 1903 and was for small, wee little children. So you surely guys can work them out, right? All right, fuck you, Ed.
What did it happen at the end there?
Here they are. All right, so this is riddle number one.
Okay.
Riddle me, rot, tot, tote. A little wee man in a red, red coat.
Okay, what is
a staff in his hand.
No.
And a stone in his throat.
Yes.
If you tell me this riddle, I'll give you a groat.
What's a groat?
Can you add a little bit more whimsy this time when you read it?
I think a groat's money.
Wait, yes. I am groat?
Riddle
Beatrix
me.
Potter invented Guardians of the Galaxy. Basically.
Riddle me, rot-tat-tote. A wee little man in a red, red coat. A staff in his hand and a stone in his throat. I'll tell you the riddle. I'll give you a groat. If you tell me this riddle, I'll give you a groat.
So we have to make up a riddle?
Yeah, you got to make up a
this
riddle.
This is a bad riddle. It's a bad riddle that says, do this for me.
All right, so here's your clue. You guys want a clue?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
No clue.
Before
okay.
clue,
sure.
let's
riddle
even...
me, riddle me, scoop sissa. I have a red coat, ta-da. And if you tell me what's in my throat, you have to write the riddle because I'm too tired. Did I say it right?
It is funny, any riddle that starts vamping for time. It's like... Hoodle to toodle to. Ooh, what else?
A skittly
look over
butt.
There. There's a MILF on a shelf.
Skittily do and skittily hey. Yeah. I haven't come up with a riddle today.
Speaking of MILF on a shelf, JPZ, thank you for that Christmas present.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's actually a subscription service.
There's a MILF who sits on your shelf.
That's $35 a month.
Make sure you're being nice for Santa. Mm-hmm.
No, this isn't filler. This is just how you do musical improv, where it's like, it's cold outside. Oh, look, there's a lizard. I hope that we don't get lost in this blizzard. Like you can
do improvised Shakespeare.
You're just setting up the rhyme for yourself. Mm-hmm. So riddle me, rot, tot, tote. A wee little man in a red, red coat.
Okay, so a wee little man in a red, red coat. Mm-hmm. Immediately, I think Santa
Garden
Claus.
Garden gnome.
But Santa Claus is big.
Okay, yeah.
So a wee man in a red coat, but it's probably not a living man.
Well, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass.
And it's not, is it something that's alive?
No.
So it's not a garden gnome.
A stone in the throat.
And so a staff in his hand and a stone in his throat.
Mailbox.
Okay.
So the riddle me, wrote the toad, and the if you tell me this riddle, I'll give you a groat, those are irrelevant. A wee little man in a red, red coat. So wee little, red, red coat, staff in hand, stone in throat.
Is it?
It's not alive.
Is it little red stone throat?
Nope.
What are those things? Gargoyle.
This is, your clue is that a groat is a coin and it's irrelevant. Okay. But your other clue is this is a food item.
Groat.
Strawberry.
No.
Stone in throat. So it's going to be a pit in the middle.
Yes.
Which is going to be a mango.
Red apple.
Red coat, staff. Staff in hand.
Oh, that's going to be the stem. So stem, staff.
Yes, it's cherry. Nice. Yes, it's a cherry. Okay, ready?
Wait, I want to see a scene.
Ooh.
After I said gargoyle, I thought, so you two are gargoyles and you're on top of a building and you are just trying to keep a positive attitude even though you only really have each other to talk to for eternity.
Oh, another day on top of this building. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there are shorter buildings. Yeah. We could be on a shorter building.
And even though I'm gothic in nature and craft, yes. I feel I have a positive disposition. So,
yeah.
Brad, I just want to say thank you for 117 years and 217 more.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
And
Jeff.
After 170 more, fucking kill me.
Joking, of course.
Time is the great destroyer of all things.
Yeah, yes.
But also.
Car.
Okay. Oh,
a car.
Car just hit me. Shit. That broke my claw.
My
claw just fell off. Had that claw for 117 years.
You hate to see that.
You know what?
Might as well give you a little shove here.
Jeff, please.
Finally, got the building all to myself. One gargoyle looming over all of the city.
We could do 117 years later.
Oh, it fucking sucks.
Hitty pity within the wall. Hitty pity without the wall. If you touch hitty pity, hitty pity will bite you.
Penis. Stop saying hitty pity. Hitty pity. Can you say it again?
I don't know why you want me to. Hitty pity within the wall. Hitty pity without the wall. If you touch hitty pity will bite you.
Snake.
Electricity.
No.
Hitty pity within the wall. Hitty pity without the wall. Is this like a Pink Floyd?
Can I read this clue?
B-side?
Yeah. Can I read this clue?
Please.
This is my favorite clue, Adam. The wall is a garden wall, I guess, ? Hitty pity is literally nonsense, so you can ignore that.
I don't want to ignore it.
Is it a snake?
Hitty pity is the majority of this riddle.
A snake?
No. Within the wall, without the wall, if you touch it, it will bite you.
A splinter.
No. It's on a garden wall.
A thorn.
Yeah, it's a nettle. There's not even any information.
This is the most.
Hitty pitty.
This is the most British this show has ever been. Oh, hitty pitty, bother. Wonky donky.
Let's make a savory dessert.
Let me go up the apples and pears.
A house full.
Good bake. I just want to say, James, good bake. This is a good bake.
Good bake. A house full, a hole full, and you cannot gather a bowl full.
House full or hole full? Is it a deck of cards?
Oh.
That's awesome.
No.
That's a good answer.
No, it's not.
A house full?
It's not a good answer and it's not awesome.
Is it Stephanie Tanner? A house full or hole full? Is hole spelled H-O-L-E?
A house full, yeah. A hole full.
But never a bowl full.
And you cannot gather a bowl full.
Heat.
Heat is close. Thinking.
Fire.
You're very close, but think one step. Beyond fire?
Sun.
No. It's the fire, but logs. Like what else is about the fire?
Smoke.
Smoke is the answer.
Wait, yes. I've smoked a bowl all the time.
Yeah, well, this is
bullshit.
In 1903, they weren't smoking bowls, my man. They were doing sniffing huff.
they snorted marijuana.
Flower of
Will I say?
Oh, dear. This is some choice weed.
Ooh, this indica is the shit.
I know that I'm probably speaking nonsense, but since I smoked, don't you think that maybe we should let women vote? Well, they're just the same as us, and maybe we should. That's probably nonsense, though.
I have to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Japes, you're going to be Salvia Holmes, and Aaron, you're going
Jesus
to be.
Jesus Christ. What do you got?
You're going to be Dr. Weedson.
Mm-hmm. Boy, oh boy. Mm-hmm. Salvia Holmes and Dr. Weedson.
Mm-hmm.
And you were supposed to solve a case.
It's fucked that you're a paid comedian. People have paid you to teach them how to do comedy. And this is what
that's
you
JPC's
do?
Reaction. And I go, thank God Adel's being paid for this. It would be a crime if he wasn't.
This is some Bush League compound bullshit.
Ooh, our rival podcast. Please don't come after us. We're nothing to you. Yes, and you've been put on a case, but that was like 8 months ago, and you don't know where the time's gone.
Ugh, shoot. I'm out of cereal.
What?
We're out of cereal?
My dear boy, what do you mean we're out of cereal?
I feel like... Oh, wait a minute. We were supposed to be doing something.
What?
No, dude.
Oh, my God. Were we supposed to pick up Timmy from soccer?
No, we don't even have a son.
You're right. I was watching Seventh Heaven and I fell asleep.
Okay, this is... I think we were supposed to do a case. Oh, my God.
Oh, Crave case?
No. Hold on.
We talking White Castles?
Oh, shoot. Okay.
30-pack bra, racks on racks.
All right, I'm gonna Postmate that. Can you Postmate that?
No, you can't. It's too heavy. They have weight limits on Postmate.
It's also the early 1900s, late 1800s?
Yeah, I was Postmates. That's the all of our friends at the post office,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course. Okay, uh-huh. So we had a case, dude. No, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious. All right, serious. A case, okay. It was okay. No, stop. Okay.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop. God. Do you want to watch YouTube videos?
Yeah, I do. I want to watch a video of a cat going down a water slide.
Yeah, okay, that was a cat going up a water slide.
Okay, shoot. Okay.
Shoot.
Our case. We were working. It was a mystery.
Oh, yeah.
And you were like, you put on your little hat and you were like, I'll solve it. And I was like, and I'll help. And then you lost the hat.
All right, so we got to find the hat. That's okay. Job number one.
Job number one. I think the case was something about it, someone being dead, and it was time-sensitive.
Time-sensitive.
Or someone would die unless we solved the case
fast. Time-sensitive. White Castle closes at 8, so we have to order that crazy case now.
See, you guys just reenacted Harold and Kumar.
I've never seen it.
P.S. You can email me at adultrefy@gmail.com. I am available to teach workshops. I will travel internationally, so please let me know.
And I am available to teach war courses.
And Adel, as always, I am a part of it. I go as his hype man, which
she
means
the year.
You pay for me to go, and then I just get to... Adel will buy me any dinner I want.
That's fair.
Flower of England.
Real quick, I do want to say...
Jesus Christ.
I just want to say I love that in the 1900s that male men were called postmates in England. Yeah. Oh, hey, postmate.
This is my postmate. He brings me the mail.
So sorry to hear that he went postmate.
Postmatatoes.
I hate to be the one to tell you this, Mary, but he's post potatoes.
Flower of England, fruit of Spain, met together in a shower of rain. Put in a bag tied round with a string. If you'll tell me this riddle, I'll give you a ring.
Papaya.
It's a papaya, yes. Paella. Yes, queen.
Tea. Yes, tea.
Flower of England, okay. Fruit of Spain.
So what's a fruit in Spain?
Met fig. Together.
Fig?
Not a fig, but you're on the right track.
It's
met
fruit.
Together in a shower of rain.
Date.
Put in a bag tied around with a string. If you tell me this riddle, I'll give you a ring.
Potpourri.
No?
Rose.
You were closest with fig.
Date?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Prune?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
It's a fruit?
It is a fruit, yes.
Mm-mm.
Grape.
Your knowledge of European food isn't as good as an Edwardian child's? Okay. Well, this is a specific
That was a
kind.
Hint?
I was halfway through the hint.
Oh.
Your knowledge of food isn't as good as an Edwardian child's? Okay. Well, this is a specific kind of cake.
A meat pie.
No. It's with a fruit.
A specific
pie. And it's very specific to England, I think. Flower of England, fruit of Spain.
Fuck.
Oh, dear. Oh, bother.
I haven't watched Great British
Marion Berry. Mm-hmm. Great pound cake. What are some
Give us
types?
A hint about the
Give
fruit.
Give us a hint.
Mm.
What fruit? So flower of England would be...
So I think that you will get it if you focus on this clue.
Okay.
You'll get the hint if you focus... on this clue.
Okay, no help
this
at all.
I'm giving you a clue. I know that it might
what is clue?
Seem bored by this game that we're playing, but
Board
this
game clue.
Clue.
Oh, Mrs. Plum. Peacock. Professor Plum. Plum cake.
Plum.
It's plum pudding.
Plum pudding.
Mm. I don't know what plum pudding is. I'm assuming it's some sort of British hullabaloo. Is it a cake? It sounds like a pudding.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's the answer. I guess it's a flower of England and fruit of Spain. Spain has plums?
I guess so.
Sure, why not?
Famously.
Plum.
Spain, famous for plums.
British hullabaloo.
I'll sell that to you, Spain.
We're going to see a scene. You two are just going to do your best guess of what it sounds like in the British Parliament.
Order, order, order.
I'll take a plum pudding and...
Slow down. You're ordering dessert first.
Dessert first? Or
decorum. Decorum, sir.
We all have powdered wigs.
Let me throw these papers in the air.
Papers.
Oh, what to say something? I think that the chimneys in England have become too tall.
All right.
I miss the old chimney sweeps, the little sweeps, the little orphans with the dust on their faces.
All rise for the approaching of the Lord, Rod Black.
Hello, my name is Lord Rob Black, and I want to say, don't mess with the peaky fucking blinders.
Steve.
Was that right, everyone from England?
Yeah, that's what I've seen from TV. You guys are going to love this one.
Hubba-bum.
Wait, I want to see a scene. I'm sorry.
Fuck.
I've interrupted you three times. I'm sorry. I want to see a scene before we let it slip past, just because it's my favorite type of scene to do. The three of us are in a mansion, and there's been a murder.
Fun. There's a body on the floor.
Everyone, please stay calm. There's been a murder.
Move away. I'm a pervert.
Sergeant Ketchup, mm-hmm. Please. You spent time in the war.
Please call me Ash.
Ash Mustard?
Ash Ketchup.
Ash Ketchup.
It's a Pokemon. That doesn't matter. This man is dead.
Oh.
And he would know that because he's a pervert.
I'm a pervert, yes.
Yes, you did touch him, his pulse with your penis, so...
No, I'm a pervert, but my perversion is for living people. I have no interest in this corpse.
Very good.
That's how I can tell.
And it's me, Ms. Purple, and I'm sort of sexy, but I have lots to say. Mm-hmm. And you, where were you when this person got murdered on the floor?
Well, of course, my name is Mr. Caucasian, and I was sitting in the library trying to organize my books by how they feel about each other.
And of course, I was in the bathroom taking pictures of what I thought were someone else's feet, but were my feet in a mirror.
And I was in the drawing room drawing something.
What were you drawing?
A bath? You're soaking wet.
I was drawing a bath. One of us is lying. One of us is the murderer. Thunder, lightning, thunder, lightning, thunder, lightning.
Wait a second. If I was in the bathroom trying to take pictures of someone's feet, but they were really my feet in a mirror, then where was the other man who was in the bathroom? I followed Mr. Caucasian into the bathroom.
Yeah, I did it.
Scene.
We did a, were you in that scene? We did a world news scene where I did like a clue scene and I said, there's been a murder. Someone killed the toilet.
Yeah, I was there.
It was like somebody took a big dump and murdered the toilet.
Ah, hum-a-bum-bum.
Was it Eddie at the end who was like, I did it?
Yeah,
it
was me.
He was like the only one not in that universe.
Like, yep.
His name was like Rick. Hum-a-bum-bum. Buzz. Hum-a-bum-buzz. As I went over the...
That would be so funny if that was the end.
That sounds like it's like a rap chorus or something.
Hum-a-bum, buzz, buzz. Hum-a-bum, buzz.
Hum-a-bum, buzz, buzz. Hum-a-bum, buzz.
Hum-a-bum, buzz.
Hum-a-bum, buzz. Hum-a-bum, buzz. She's a bee. She's a bee, bitch. She's a bee, bitch, and she's here.
She's a bee, bitch.
You're not invited to a birthday party. If she stings you once, she dies, but it's worth it.
That's about as complex and long as a Lil Nas X song needs to be. So.
All right, sorry. Go ahead, James.
As I went over Tippletine, I met a flock of bonny swine.
Jesus.
Some yellow-necked, some yellow-backed. They were the very bonniest swine that e'er went over the Tippletine.
Bees!
It's bees. It's bees. The answer is bees.
It's not.
It is bees.
Shut up. It's not.
It is. Okay. We're moving right on.
Wait,
it was bees.
Seriously?
Yes.
That was a joke from the rap.
Yellow necked, some yellow backed. None of these make sense. Humpty Dumpty lies in the back.
I can't believe I got that as a joke.
With a white counterpane round his neck. 40 doctors and 40 rights. Cannot put Humpty Dumpty to rights.
What? Did they rhyme rights with rights?
W-R-I-G-H-T-S.
And R-I-T-S?
And R-I-T-S, yeah. Humpty Dumpty lies in the beck with a white counterpane round his neck.
Sorry, and are you saying back?
Beck, B-E-C-K.
Like the Scientologist?
Yep.
No delay.
40 doctors and 40 rights cannot put Humpty Dumpty to rights.
What's a Beck? If I could turn back time.
I think it's like a ditch.
Really?
Humpty
lies in a ditch with something around his neck.
With a white counterpane around his neck.
Counterpane.
40 doctors and 40 rights, like builders, cannot put Humpty Dumpty to rights.
I'm
it's Humpty
so
Dumpty.
Confused.
What is Humpty Dumpty?
An egg.
Yeah, you got an egg.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just an egg.
Oh. I was like, what? Do we have to solve what the tile is?
Hickamore, Hackamore, Micklemore, Macklemore.
Nope. Macklemore. Popping tags.
How many of these have you made up on the spot?
All of them. You really think that there's an Adam from Norwich, England?
No.
Norwich, England. I'm Kaiser
Sose. I don't think we have any listeners.
No. Hickamore, Hackamore, on the king's kitchen door, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't drive Hickamore, Hackamore off the king's kitchen door.
This is egg again. Right?
Yeah, it's egg again.
Is it?
He says, guess what? It's an egg again. I can only apologize. Oh. All right, and here's the last one that Adam.
Wait, before we got to do this. Adel, you're Humpty Dumpty.
Okay.
And JBC, you're his other egg friend who's daring him to go on top of a wall.
I feel better on the ground. I just want to stay on the ground.
No, man, you're never going to be anything if you stay on the ground. Take it from me, Macklemore. You got to put yourself out there, man. You got to go high, go off, go hard.
I don't want to make anything. I mean, I took your advice and I went to a thrift store and I bought pants. I'm an egg with pants. I think that's enough. I think that sets me apart.
No, man.
I think people are noticing. People are noticing me.
Every egg is wearing pants nowadays.
Do you want to know something? I was born Charles the Egg. I changed my first name to Humpty because you said it was flavorful.
No, I said humping has flavor.
Look, I can't.
I've already taken two pieces of advice from you. I changed my first name to Humpty and I bought pants.
Look.
I'm not gonna fall. Did you hear about that gargoyle who fell?
I did, yeah.
I don't wanna be like that.
He crushed another egg. Yeah, he crushed Micklemore, who is my little producer guy.
Oh no, I'm so sorry to hear.
Look. I'm going to pop some tags. Remember that? I mean, I'm going to break your show. If you don't...
How are you going to pop tags? You only have, what is this, $18, $19, $20 in your pocket.
Get out of my pocket. I'm not running through your pants, man.
Hold on. Sorry, I've been a tailor for 55 years.
Yes?
I'm not sure how to make you these pants.
Oh, is it because I'm an egg?
Yeah, the shape of you, it's confusing. It's sort of, you have these little legs that have seemingly come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But how far up the egg do the pants go? To your eyes?
If this is helpful, let me point to where my genitals are.
I'm picking you up in a bar.
Put me down.
How far?
Put me down.
How far up the egg do the pants go? How far up the egg do the pants go?
God.
I mean, all the way.
Ooh, Humpty Dumpty. See,
hump you and dump you.
Humpty. Something iconic just happened by accident. How far up the egg do the pants go?
Humpty Dumpty.
Hello,
also,
next T-shirt.
It does sound like hump me and dump me.
Hump me and dump me.
Hump me and dump me met up at a bar. Hump me and dump me got kicked out of my car.
Went very far. I am an egg wearing pants. I think that's enough.
Arthur O'Bower has broken his hand. His band. He comes roaring up the land. The King of Scots, with all his power, cannot turn Arthur of the Bower.
Can
you read it
stop.
Again?
Mercy.
Yep, you're about to claim mercy. Arthur O'Bower has broken his band. He comes roaring up the land. The King of Scots, with all his power, cannot turn Arthur of the Bower.
But these words.
Horse.
Waistband? Did he break his belt?
It's like a cart thing, maybe? Wheel?
Do you want to hear Adam's clue?
Yeah.
This is about as obscure as they get, and I can't help you because I don't understand.
Wait, broke up a band. Is it Yoko Ono?
It's Yoko Ono. 1903. Very predictive, but yes, it's Yoko Ono. The answer is...
Someone please write a riddle where the answer is Yoko Ono and send it to us. We'll read it even though we will know what the answer is.
Read it a year later. The answer is it's a goddamn sunbeam for some reason. Adam
says... Can you read it again?
Yeah. I think it's Arthur O'Bower, which so that name means nothing, but has broken his band, like a band of sun, maybe? He comes roaring up the land like the sun rises. The King of Scots with all his power cannot turn Arthur of the Bower. So, you know, humans can't do anything to stop the sun, I guess is what it's saying. Anyway, Adam said good luck with these. They're 100
Adam,
years old.
I don't think you like riddles. I see this take from you and not give to you. And you know what I mean?
Here's the thing. Adam knew what he was doing because he ended the email, good luck with these. Mm-hmm. He didn't say, like, love the show. He didn't say, like, bye-bye. He said good luck with these, which means he knows they're bullshit. Let's take a break because I need to calm down. But before we go to break, I do want to say one thing to both of you co-hosts. And feel free to join in. Scoopity-bzoobadoo, bobbity-beepity. Who on the skeepity loves to be heepity?
Here I go, a scoop to do. I'm going to go to the bathroom and pee.
Okay, so Aaron and Adel both have Adam Sandler disease.
I'll have to call. Come to the back of the boat.
We'll be right back.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin clear.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's... are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay. What do we think? That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's not going
to
be.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle. To pick the razor for you and use code Riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Order, we're packing the quarter pole a bit in, and I have a complaint.
So what's your complaint? Say it formally to the court.
I think that the cobblestone roads are too cold.
I think we should have lampposts on every block.
Okay, so the medicine's working and your Adam Sandler disease is getting marginally better. By the end of the episode, we might be fully cured.
Skibbity boo and skibbity bop. Adam is on the very, very top.
Another riddle from New Year's of last year. This one comes from Jack Flukinger. And Jack Flukinger spelled their name phonetically so that I would understand this riddle.
They say, my Puzzy is one of my intro to education professor gave the class. Don't worry, completely off topic. Two men are lost in the woods. One goes north and the other goes south. After an hour of walking in straight lines, they run into each other. How can this be?
Easy. They ran into each other's twins.
And twins. I love walking through the woods.
I am the Danny DeVito one.
And twins. So they're walking on a small little planet like The Little Prince.
Oh, Phantom Planet. California.
Something with water.
No, something with water. No, it's not wet.
One goes north, one goes south. They walk for an hour and they run into each other.
Two men get lost in the woods. One goes north, the other goes south.
Well, they're lost in the woods, so they're walking in the wrong direction.
After an hour of walking in straight lines, they run into each other. How can this be?
Skype,
yeah. They run into each other on Skype. Whoa, are you?
They were lost separate from each other.
Aaron has got it. She hit
Damn,
the nail
dog.
On the head.
Nice one, Aaron.
They were lost in the woods, but they were not lost together. They were lost separate.
I want to see a scene. Mm-hmm. Aaron and Japes, you're both lost in the woods. You're together this time, but you meet in the woods. You were lost separately. You bumped into each other, and now you're still lost.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Kate.
Shoot.
Oh.
Thank God you're here. I've been so lost for the last hour.
You said shoot.
Yeah.
When you saw me.
Oh, when I got lost, mm-hmm. I got so lost, and I kept seeing the same river over and over again, and I just thought like maybe we never see each other again.
Yeah, because when we hooked up, you said see in another life, and then you ran off into the woods, and I was like,
yeah. And I thought maybe we wouldn't run back into each other. I thought like I hope we run back into each other, but like the chances are so slim. Like these woods are pretty big, so I did run into someone.
Well, here's your clothes.
Yeah, we cut to the river that she kept running into. I'm telling you, the Blue Album is my best work, but
yeah.
Pinkerton is a lot of people's favorites.
Mm-hmm. You are handsome.
You're very cute for a non-Japanese girl.
What? Don't say that.
I'm not saying anything wrong. I'm Rivers Cuomo.
Yeah, okay. Well, I will hopefully see you again maybe in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, come to my concert.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Come back. Wait, you saw Weezer's Rivers Cuomo in the woods?
Mm-hmm.
Well, why didn't you follow him? We got to get the fuck out of here. We've been lost in these woods.
Well, here's the thing. I like ran into him and then thought like I may never see you again. So I like him. We like hooked up, but like I thought I would never see you again. So you can't be mad at me.
We just hooked up like an hour ago.
Yeah.
We cut back to Rivers. That was great sex.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
It's something I ask anyone I sleep with.
Uh huh.
Can you scream "A river ran through it"?
Scene.
Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah.
After what we just did?
Jack also says, I love I love the podcast. It's a great soundtrack to drawing or working out. I listened to it with my dad when we were driving to my university to move in. And maybe if he was more tech savvy, he would listen. He would be an avid listener too. Well, Ooh. Jack, we fucking doubt it, but
that's really sweet.
Thanks for trying.
Does he say where he goes to school?
He just said it's none of your fucking business.
Go Mooncats.
this next riddle is from Alex. And Alex says, I thought I'd help you kick off 2019, right? With some homegrown riddles, fresh out the brain oven.
Hydroponic riddles.
So you were wrong about 2019, but here we are in 2020, and we're going to finally get to your riddles, Alex. And by the way, since you sent all of these riddles in a year ago, if you hear a riddle on the show and you still listen to the show, go ahead and write back into us and just tell us why. Why are you still listening? You haven't found anything better yet? There's better podcasts out there. We'll recommend some better podcasts.
Please send us Yoko Ono riddles.
Yeah, send it hrrpodcast@gmail.com. If you send us riddles right now, you will be hearing them on air in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
2020 fun.
I contain appearances by some very famous Shakespearean characters. Four other men, a father, and finally an American and an African. I feature parts of South Asia, Canada, and Peru along the way. Despite some early pieces being in Greek, people all over the globe know me word for word.
Bible.
What am I? The Bible. No. What? What American is in the Bible?
Jesus.
Once he moved to Colorado or Utah.
I contain appearances by some very famous Shakespearean characters, four other men, a father, and finally an American and an African. I feature parts of South Asia, Canada, and Peru along the way. Despite some early pieces being Greek, people all over the globe know me word for word. What am I? This is a good one. I like this one.
Greek. What's some Greek we know? I think that might help me out.
Yogurt.
Feta.
Can't yogurt.
Find
oh, no.
Feta man.
Can't find the feta man when it comes to this bar selling cheese in the night. Can't find the feta man.
That's fine.
Spanned a copa in glass today.
I don't know, you guys.
Full House, Uncle Jesse.
What, why do you like this one?
I like this one because as often it is the case with riddles, like the answer to a riddle will be nighttime or something like that. And then it's all in the telling of how you get to like the very simple answer. Mm-hmm. But there are some things in this world that contain such a weird variety of like, you know, four famous Shakespearean characters, four other men, a father, finally an American and an African.
So
I feature
men,
parts of South Asia, Canada,
people.
And Peru. There's so much involved in this with these weird specifics. That's why I like this one.
So there's 10 people in this. People know it word for word.
People all over the globe know it word for word.
It's
like a song or a saying or like a
It's a intro song to Golden Girls. Thank you for being a friend.
Hamlet and Romeo, thank you for being
Rose and Gillis,
a friend.
Rosengillis, they're dead.
Well, I went it's to some Peru, sort of like song, chant,
some Machu
pledge.
Picchu.
It's song, plant, Chedge. Yeah, Chedge. Hey, Chedge, pass me a beer. You got it, Cricky.
Judge, Jedge.
It's along the right lines, but it's not that.
It's got to be like the, I was going to say it's like a
prayer.
National anthem, but people would know that worldwide.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it is something that's known worldwide and understood worldwide. And I would say
money?
It's not money, but I would say it's also sometimes kind of essential to communication. Worldwide.
Oh,
sign language.
Texting.
Not sign language, but you're on the right track.
Body language.
Body language. Nope. Not body language.
Is it like a technology internet thing?
No.
It's like a wave or a handshake.
Hug.
You are closest with sign language.
Is it sex?
It's not sex.
Hmm.
Oh my God, this is hard.
Mm-hmm. So I contain appearances by some very famous Shakespearean characters. That's.
Can you give us one of the characters?
I'll give you both.
Okay.
Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, it's Bryan Adams?
Yes, it's Bryan Adams. Four other men. A
love.
Father,
the Beatles.
Love.
And an American. No, it's not
Romeo
love.
And Juliet. So I contain appearances by Romeo and Juliet. So what has appearances by?
I contain appearances by some very famous Shakespearean characters. The characters that appear in this are Romeo and Juliet.
So this is this like a visual medium? Like
it's not visual. No.
It's not visual?
It's
audio?
It's not audio. Well, I guess it's both.
Smell?
It's technically, this is, this would be, I think, mostly for hearing it. You would want to hear this.
Okay. Here's what I'll say.
Uh-huh.
I'm frustrated by this riddle, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, same.
I think this has enough hints to it that I'm enjoying being perplexed versus the British ones, which were just.
Comforting
that JBC said it's not a complete waste of our time.
Yeah.
Can I give you some other things that are contained in this?
Yeah.
Okay. An airline, a sport, a type of building.
Alphabet.
Alphabet? Would you like to? Yes,
like,
you're on the right track.
Like the what is?
Oh,
the
I know.
Greek,
it's the military. It's a Alpha Romeo.
Alpha Romeo. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
The military.
This is the NATO phonetic alphabet. Alpha Bravo Charlie Delta Echo Foxtrot.
That was great.
Golf Hotel India Juliet Kilo Lima Mike November Oscar Papa Quebec Romeo Sierra Tango Uniform Victor Whiskey X-ray Yankee and Zulu. The American
Yankee
and
Hotel
the
Foxtrot. What I will say is my only confusion is I thought that was American like military. Lingo? I didn't know that it was worldwide.
That's NATO. So it's the North American Treaty Organization, but NATO's got like countries from all over the world in it.
That was wonderful.
That's one of my favorite riddles
one of my favorite riddles.
Really long time.
That's awesome because Alex submitted two riddles and you're not going to like the second one.
Did Alex say they made these up?
Yeah, these are fresh. They said fresh from their own brain oven.
Alex, you have an open invite to co-host the show
instead
for 30 episodes of your choice.
You call them, we serve them.
No, we should do some sort of
Let's have Alex Day this year. In 2020, we'll have Alex Day.
Yeah, we'll have Alex Day.
Am I the only riddle we've ever liked?
Alex Day.
Alex, we'll figure out. Maybe you don't listen anymore and you'll never know. But if you do listen, write in and we'll figure out what your prize
is. If you know someone named Alex, bug them about this because it could be them.
It could be them. I won't give away Alex's last name, but it's Alex Mack, and they can turn themselves into a pool.
Oh, like
of
metal, like the donor door.
Yeah. All right, ready for the second riddle?
Backwards hat.
25 degrees, 46 minutes north, 80 degrees, 12 minutes west. 18 degrees, 24 minutes north, 66 degrees, 3 minutes west.
You're right, I hate this.
32 degrees, 17 minutes north, 64 degrees, 46 minutes west.
Fucking sucks.
What's missing?
Nick Lachey, 98 degrees.
Nick Lachey, fun.
My interest?
Oh, Alex, my man.
My you dog. Had it, you lost it. You had it, and you blew it.
Alex, I would have loved for you to change the order of these riddles because you lost them.
Here's what this is like. This is like if somebody came out of the stands and like in a basketball game and took the ball, ran to half court, jumped, and did like a 360 upside down backwards flip tomahawk dunk and shattered the rim. And then when the cameras come up, they're like, that was amazing. And he goes, what's basketball? Alex, that's what just happened to you. What's you fucking hit a grand slam.
Basketball.
That's fun.
Why did we let that person do it?
I hate to do this to you, JPC, but can you read it again?
So not only will I not read it again, because that won't be helpful to you, I will say, what are those three things that I just read to you?
I don't know. That's why you need to read
latitude,
it again.
Longitude coordinates?
Yeah, so they're coordinates. Mm-hmm. So there's three coordinates.
The fourth coordinate's missing.
East, it's, west, north,
no,
south.
No, it's you. All the coordinates are there, and they are different. They're different, right? 25 degrees, 46 minutes
north. I checked
out, yeah. Yeah, but they're different coordinates.
Okay.
So three different points. What does that form?
Triangle.
What's missing?
Amelia Earhart.
You're on the right track.
It's Bermuda Triangle.
So what's missing?
Amelia Earhart.
Bermuda.
What's missing?
We can't find Bermuda.
Everything's missing.
The answer is ships.
I feel like I like my answer
ships
better.
Ships and planes. Yeah, because these are the global coordinates of the Bermuda Triangle.
And once you enter the Bermuda Triangle, you never leave.
I want to see a scene. You two are on an island in the Bermuda Triangle.
Welcome, sailor. You've traversed a long way. Please come sit on my shores.
I'm sorry, I'm so confused. Are you a fish head in a centaur body?
No.
No? That's what you look
How
like.
How dare you?
You're not a fish head in a centaur body?
How dare
what
you?
What the fuck are you?
Are you visually dyslexic?
I guess I must be.
Hello from the magic town.
You like it?
Scene.
I did such a simple scene, Brad.
Wait, we'll restart.
We'll restart, okay.
Okay, you're one. It cannot be about Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Got it.
Go.
Welcome to my island.
Yes, thank you for having me. I just crashed here with my friend, a talking shark. My name is Lewis, a shark, and this is Lois, a shark.
Well, Start over.
We're introducing people. This is Momo the mouse.
Start again.
Okay. I can't believe
it. I'm Arnie Niekamp.
Start again.
Offices and bosses.
Start again.
Okay.
That's Castle on Cloud. So you're fine. Keep going. Hi, I'm Momo.
Do you think Magic Tavern opens with Castle on the Cloud from Light Mist?
I would love.
I don't.
Do you think anyone would notice that it changed for 1 week?
What if? Let me posit this. For the next 20 minutes, let's just do an episode of Magic Tavern.
All right.
I think that's okay.
I want to be Chun. I want to be Chun.
I think that's okay.
I want to be Chun. Okay. Who do you want to be?
Let me posit this. Instead of that, why don't we do more riddles? This is from Mike. Mike says, I just discovered your podcast. It's a really fun listen. So this was a year ago, Mike. Write us back to let us know how your opinion has changed. But Mike says, my name is Mike, and I spent too many hours writing original riddles for a little side project that has since shuttered. It's called Riddle Earth. A few friends and I had 1,000 or so loyal followers solving original riddles we'd write every week. Per your request to send in riddles, I have a stab at some of our riddles below. And Mike says that they have lots more if you're ever interested.
That's great.
Of varying quality.
I like Riddle Earth.
Riddle Earth sounds great.
That's great. Good all pun. Right,
so
good
here's
pun.
Here's their, and every one of their answers like links to a website where they put all the riddles like on in a weird, cool display fashion. But up above, a judge presides, tension high, fault on both sides. Upon the court, spectators peer. Love? It means nothing here.
Divorce court.
Love what am basketball. I?
Divorce court.
Oh, divorce ball.
No, it's not divorce ball.
You guys ever play divorce ball?
I want to see a scene. We are going to be seeing a game of divorce ball between Adel and Aaron. I will be, of course, judging and presiding over this match of divorce ball.
Linda.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge my love.
Linda, pass the ball.
No.
Do you see the shot clock? Linda, you always do this.
You always do this. Can you say, Linda, please, I love you. I see you. I value all of the emotional labor you're putting into this relationship.
I say
four
that
points.
Every... How did
we get 4 points?
Oh, I think because you express yourself.
Well?
Listen up. I need...
Negative 2 points. Never tell a woman to listen up.
This is hard.
You know what? Here we go. With a dodgeball. And these actually hurt when you throw them from up close, so you better start running.
I'll never stop. I'll never run from you.
Negative 2 points. False start.
And here I go.
Yeah, do it. Hit me. Yeah. Oh, yeah, hit me again, Linda. Come on.
Oh my God.
Negative 4 points.
What is happening?
What if we're both into it?
Were you?
Yeah.
Negative 2 points.
No. Judging our sex life.
Yeah, fuck you, judge.
Plus 4 points.
Oh. What?
Judge like to watch.
Listen. cool.
It's not cool. You please, guys said divorce
we
ball.
Got it.
Please.
I think Adel got it with divorce ball.
Please tweet us the rules to divorce ball using hashtag divorce ball. Mm-hmm. We would like to hear what your version is. What are the rules?
Or is it a beautiful ball
welcome
where you dress up and everyone's divorced?
Mr. James McMillan and his ex-wife who took her maiden name.
Now presenting.
Who are you bringing to the divorce ball?
My ex-husband. That's the rule.
Be my ex. Be my ex.
I'm sorry, ma'am. No widows here.
Let us have some breakup sex.
Okay.
Up above, a judge presides. Tension high. Fault on both sides. Upon the court, spectators peer. Love? It means nothing here.
Hate.
A breakup.
There's definitely some words in here that are very important.
God.
Up above, death. A judge on high.
Up above, a judge presides. Tension's high. Fault.
Oh, tennis.
Sides.
It's a tennis court.
Yeah. Love, it means nothing
here.
Yeah, tennis court. A man is standing on the edge of a pond.
Wait, I'm so sorry. I have to go back or I'll regret it the rest of my life.
Sure.
You two are two tennis players, and this is like the most important game of the year, but you are told that the noises you've been making so far are too sexual, so you both are trying out just different noises to make each time you hit the ball.
And before we do the scene, or as we start the scene, can we first hear our original noises?
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, and we've been told we're doing noises that are... We've been told they're too sexual.
No, you've already done noises that are too sexual, which are these.
Okay.
And now these are your new noises, and let the game begin.
Fuck me, Steve.
I'm coming to your party. Not sexual. Oh, fuck, I'm coming to your party.
Hey, I'm Momo.
Please, if anybody invites you to a party this year, please do that.
Ooh, I'm coming.
I'm coming to your party.
To your party.
I think I'm going to shoot up your party. A man is standing.
Whoa, what?
Did I just hear? That may be the first. That's the first time I heard Casey make a noise through the glass.
I think I have to report this.
That's so funny.
A man is standing on the edge of a pond, upset because he just drove into it. He gets back into his vehicle and drives off.
Drunk driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There's no damage to his vehicle, but he lost something. What did the man lose?
It's a boat. Dignity. His pride.
Pond. It was Matt Pond. The
bike. Helmet.
Drove into a pond.
A man is standing on the edge of a pond, upset because he just drove into it. He gets back into his vehicle and drives off.
Oh, he's skipping
frozen.
Rocks. He's
frozen
skipping
pond.
Rocks and he lost his rock.
Later, he drives into a tree. There is no damage to his vehicle, but he lost something. What did the man lose?
Sanity?
No.
What did the man lose?
I don't know.
He had a...
So, yeah, these are... It's like two different kind of scenarios, but it's all the same thing.
Is it a part of the car that, like, was protecting
it's
it?
It's not a part of the car. That's a great...
Is it an
question
intangible kind of thing?
No. It's a tangible thing.
But it's not part of the car.
No. A man is standing on the edge of a pond upset because he just drove into it. He gets back into his vehicle and drives off. Later, he drives into a tree. There's no damage to his vehicle, but he lost something. He lost something in both instances.
Different thing?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing.
And it is something tangible. Was it on the vehicle?
No, it was never.
Was it in his pockets or something?
It was never on the vehicle. Money. It was not in his pockets
either.
Is
it like an extra life? Like he's a video game character?
No, it's a tangible thing.
Okay.
Which life is not tangible. It's meaningless.
Give us a hint.
This is tricky.
No, I'm not going to give you a hint.
Okay. Driven to a pond. He was standing on the edge of a pond.
He's standing on the edge of a pond, upset because he just drove into it. He gets back into his vehicle and drives off.
So how do you drive into a pond and then drive off?
Exactly.
That's
the crux of the riddle. Later, he drives into a tree, and there's no damage to his vehicle, but he lost something.
But the pond wasn't frozen.
No.
And the pond wasn't empty?
What's his vehicle?
Was it empty? Was the pond empty?
It's not a car.
Did he lose his shocks?
It's not a car. You're right.
It's not a bike.
Mm-mm. No, it's not a bike.
It's not a motorcycle.
Hovercraft.
No. It's a very specific vehicle.
Ice cream truck.
If you knew the vehicle that he was driving, you would instantly get the riddle.
Bike.
No.
Is it something with an engine?
Yes.
A tank?
No.
Submarine?
No, it's not for war. It's not for war and it's
peace
not.
Peace tank?
No.
Peace tank.
School bus.
Come on, a peace tank.
People all the world.
No, it's not a school bus. I would say max like four people can fit in this.
Max four people.
Yeah.
Beatles car.
Beatles car? No.
Room for four.
You wouldn't take this on the road either. This is a vehicle that only does a specific type of activity.
Roller coaster.
Pretty much, no.
It's like a recreational.
Waterbed.
Yeah, it's definitely recreational.
Weed car.
Weed car, no.
How fast does it go?
Not fast. No, not really fast at all.
I got a not fast car. It'll fit four people driving a pond.
And it would be a place where like you would definitely drive it near a pond and you would definitely drive it near trees.
Is it like a duck boat or what are those called? Ducks?
No.
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 You would drive it.
Size.
It's like ATV?
No, not an ATV.
Four wheeler?
It's four wheels. Yeah.
It is four wheels.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It would fit four people. A dumb bike?
No. It's got an
a bike who doesn't know who he is.
It's got an engine of some kind. It's motor powered or battery powered, maybe.
Maybe battery powered.
Oh my God. I don't know. This is driving me nuts.
You would use it. I will say.
Big wheels?
You would use it playing a sport.
Oh, a horse.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah.
Bumper cars.
Four wheels and battery powered. No. You could do this sport without one.
Golf cart.
Nailed it.
So what did he lose?
His ball.
Mm-hmm. A man is standing on the edge of a pond upset because he just drove into it.
Driver. Yeah. Wow. That's a good one.
That's a really good one. Wow.
That was frustrating, but totally worth it.
Yeah. Wow.
Frustrating, but totally worth it.
Who wrote this one?
This is a person named Mike.
Sorry, Aaron, what were you saying?
This episode has re-energized me with riddles.
Yeah.
These are pretty good riddles, JPC. Well done.
So Mike said that he used to do this project, and I'm hoping that Mike like picked the best riddles because these are really good ones.
Mike, we'll say right now, riddle earth us up. We want more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We bought stock in Alex. It tanked. It bottomed out.
I still believe in Alex. That was my favorite riddle
ever. So Mike, you're our new number
one. We didn't
one.
Sell the stock in Alex. We're keeping it, but we're hoping maybe 30 years from now it's worth something. Because right now, fucking pennies on the dollar. Hemorrhaging money on that Alex stock. But Mike is back on the menu. All right, you ready? Out on the floor, the dealer is paid. Spin of the wheel, a model awaits. Money's on the table, or not, but there's not much glamour here. It's a lot.
Sounds like a theme song.
It really does.
Money's on the table.
Sounds like a poker.
Out on the floor, the dealer is paid. Spin of the wheel, a model awaits. Money is on the table, or not, but there's not much glamour here. It's a lot.
It sounds like the lyrics to Heat of the Moment.
So it's not actually a gambling thing.
Heat of the Moment. Not a gambling
obvious.
Thing. Yeah.
It's not roulette.
It's like you're buying something.
You're buying something, for
money
sure.
on the table.
Car.
Auction.
auction.
Car dealership. Car dealership, yes. Nice. There's not much glamour here. It's a lot. It's a car lot. Yeah, that's a car dealership. Okay, I want to see a
Mike
scene.
Is two
I have to buy
trois.
A car next year.
Okay, great. This
can,
is going to be
can
a good.
You guys help me?
This is going to be great practice for you, Aaron. So I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are going to a dealership to buy a car. Adel, you're a car salesman. You have not sold a car all month. You're really desperate for this commission. You got to sell a car to this woman.
Hey, welcome to Horny Mike's Car Lot. I'm Horny Mike.
Sorry, I had my headphones in.
What's it going to take? Welcome. I'm Horny Mike, and this is Horny Mike's Car Lock. When you
car lock?
Yeah.
Am I in the right place? I need to be at a car lot.
Oh, this is a car lock. So okay. This is, we shut both sides of the lock, and then water rises to equal out, and then you can open up and take your boat through.
Okay, I need a car.
Let's go. Man, perhaps you're confused. This is like the Panama Canal, where we shut both sides of the gate, the water level rises, and then you can take your boat through.
Okay, That's what I said.
Horny
Mike explained it?
Non-horny Mike, come on.
I'm sorry, I'm not horny.
So get your snout out of my truffle.
My bad.
Sorry, of course this is what happened to me when I go to buy a car. I'm so bad at big purchases. I get a lot of anxiety around them.
Let me ask you something. What is it going to take me to get you into this water?
Okay, well, what I was really looking for was just like sort of heated seats in a car. That was sort of the one luxury. And then also I just wanted to be safe.
Okay, good. Well, you're in the right place because this is a car lock. So what you're going to do is you're going to come in. We're going to shut that wall behind you. The water level is going to rise.
Am I going to drown in here?
Well, we hope not. But it is a car lock.
If you buy a car, then you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just trying to decide who I trust more, the person who is horny or the person who is not horny.
We're both horny.
And one of us always lies and one of us always is horny.
Just what are you, my ex-boyfriend?
Oh yes.
Oh, so you played divorce ball.
Scene.
I don't know what that meant.
It doesn't matter. Okay, cool. Mediterranean crossed by boat. Bootstrap capitalism gets cutthroat.
Italy.
Tip your hat to Tennessee. Beware the land of luxury.
Sicily.
Chances are you'll go far by train. Rolling around my flat terrain.
Spain.
No, it's not a country. We're not looking for a country here.
City, your flat terrain.
Mediterranean crossed by boat. Bootstrap capitalism gets cutthroat. Tip your hat to Tennessee. Beware the land of luxury. Chances are you'll go far by train. Rolling around my flat terrain.
Flat terrain, Aaron's ass?
Oh my God. There are a lot of things about me that are flat.
Flat terrain.
Should have gone after my boobs. Do not go after my ass.
Flat terrain.
I got an ass. Anyways.
She's in the 99th percentile for ass.
She tested into that
You saw
ass.
Me do that split earlier. I got an ass.
There's bananas everywhere.
Okay.
Can you read it one more time?
Yeah, and I think that we've actually had this answer on the show before. It's
really?
A creative way to say it, though. Mediterranean crossed by boat.
Okay, real quick. Mediterranean crossed by boat is like a sea or like Mediterranean crossed by boat?
Mm-hmm.
Body of water?
No.
No? Okay.
Lake?
This next one I think is the one that gives it, is the one that's crucial. Bootstrap capitalism gets cutthroat.
See, boot makes me think Italy. Bootstrapped capitalism gets cutthroat. Cutthroat
the
islands?
EU.
Cutthroats?
There is an important word in each one of these lines that will help you understand what this is.
Boot.
And throat?
In each one of these lines. So that's one line. So Mediterranean crossed by boat. Bootstrap capitalism gets cutthroat.
Boot.
Tip your hat to Tennessee. Beware the land of luxury.
So tip your hat to Tennessee.
Chances are you'll go far by train rolling around my flat terrain.
So it goes from the Mediterranean to Tennessee, but it's only tipping the hat to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. So what are the important words in those first three lines?
Boat,
tip your hat to Tennessee.
Hat.
Boot, boat, hat. Mm-hmm.
Monopoly pieces.
Monopoly.
It's Monopoly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the answer is Monopoly.
Hmm. Mediterranean Avenue.
Yeah, cross by boat.
Capitalism cutthroat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very good.
Beware the land of luxury, luxury tax.
Mm.
Chances are you'll go far by train.
This is an awesome riddle.
Rolling around my
I want to see a scene. And oh boy, now that I'm calling for it, we may have seen this before, but we'll do it again. And the results will probably be different. 2020.
Can't imagine that.
We're going to see a scene. And Aaron, you're married to Japes, and he just received third place in a beauty contest, which is famously a I think like a chance card or community chest.
Well, I'm home. Thank you for wordlessly driving me home. I guess I'm going to go pack a bag so I can stay at my mother's.
Hey.
No, we don't have to do this.
I know that they said third place is last place.
And well, there were three entrants.
And if they said that if they could have given you no place, they would have.
I didn't want to do it. They invited me by mail to apply.
That's because your name is...
Charles Booty?
Charles Booty hyphen handsome. And they assumed you were handsome.
They assumed I was handsome and they entered me into a booty contest.
Hey.
But I'm an accountant, Diane.
I don't care if you're
64 years old.
A real ugly guy, huh?
Come on.
I don't care that you're ugly on the inside and the outside. I married you for your money.
I've got some.
And your money's still here, huh? Because you're an accountant and you're good at saving.
I'm account and an accountant.
So you're born into money.
A duke gave me this land and he said, make sure you tax it. And I do. I'm ugly and I have ugly opinions.
And we cut to a scene. This is 8 years later. This man has been bitten by a vampire and he is now a Count Dracula.
I wish before I was bitten I wasn't so fucking old.
Is this your next Magic Tavern character?
See.
All right, speaking of Magic Tavern characters.
One more?
We actually
have two. The Prankster's Home Decor. Clockwise or counter, the choice is yours. Never eaten, found in bowls. Around I go, I'm on a roll.
Clock.
Circus, those, the snakes, peanut snakes.
Peanut snakes. The Prankster's Favorite Home Decor.
It's
Ashton Kutcher.
The Prankster's Favorite Home Decor. Clockwise or counter, the choice is yours. Never eaten, found in bowls. Around I go.
Snakes.
I'm on a roll.
Fake fruit?
You said snakes already.
No, it is snakes.
No. The Prankster's Favorite Home Decor.
I don't know.
Clock. Jester.
Mm-mm.
The Prankster's Favorite Home Decor.
How would a prankster decorate?
Faux fur.
Let
me have my faux fur bring the car around.
It's something that you don't eat.
Just have a fur.
It's something that you don't eat.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. That's a vest, sir.
And you would not want to eat, but it is found in bowls. Specific type of bowls.
Potpourri.
Oh, it is found in bowls.
Yeah.
I thought it said it wasn't.
No, never eaten, found in bowls.
Potpourri.
Never eaten, found in bowls.
Mm-mm. You wouldn't even want
fake fruit.
You wouldn't even want to eat
fake fruit.
Thing. Nope.
Fake poop?
Fake flowers. Fake plants.
No, Adel's closest with fake poop, I guess, but you're in the same ballpark.
Mm.
The Prankster's...
But am I on the field or in the stands?
I don't know.
What's basketball? The Prankster's Favorite Home Decor.
Should we know this?
But this is not something that they would decorate their own home with.
They're a prankster.
Camera.
Oh, fake paint.
I don't know.
Well, you painted my house. Oh, no. This is fake paint.
Piss.
Piss, the fakest paint. A prankster's favorite home decor.
Oh, the fakest paint.
Clockwise or counter, the choice is yours.
Clockwise or counter.
I would say I'm always counter. Counter would be me. Clockwise, I think, is fucking weird.
How you toilet flushes?
You're close with toilet.
Really?
Yeah. The prankster's favorite home decor, you're close with toilet.
What is a prankster like? Water?
Something within a bathroom?
Pig's blood?
If I were trick-or-treating at your house and you didn't give me any candy, maybe I'd be...
Toilet paper.
Toilet TV. Paper. Yeah. Clockwise or counter, the choice is yours. Never eaten, found in bowls. I can't imagine eating a big bowl of toilet paper.
That's a great one.
Yeah. These are so good.
These are really amazing.
And Mike has sent us one more, and it would be a shame if we didn't use it. And we won't. See you later.
What is this, the Halloween episode?
I'm How Momentum Gets Its Start.
Post-its.
Found in thermometers, I took your temperature.
Mercury.
Mm-mm. I'm How Momentum Gets Its Start.
Push.
Shelf. Found in thermometers.
Degrees.
I took your temperature. What am I?
I took your temperature. Found in thermometers.
Mm-hmm.
Not mercury. Mm-mm. Degrees. Mm-mm. Celsius.
Mm-mm.
Glass.
What's the most important word in this?
There's two important words in this. Two very important words in this.
What are they?
I can't tell you that. I'm How Momentum Gets Its Start, found in thermometers.
Oh, it's
one.
It's the letters. It's mom.
It's mom.
Momentum thermometer.
That's amazing. These are amazing.
These are three for three. Some of the best riddles we've ever done. Mike, we're going to, this is the first time ever we've ever done this. We're going to name you our first ever honorary booty butt.
No, we've had many booty butts on the show before.
Oh, really?
Mike, I will say this. If you are out there and still listening to the show, write us another email and you will get ignored. Personally, by me. By the JPC. I will ignore you.
Well, we want the rest of your
riddles.
You're
so lucky.
But yes, Mike, your riddle project sounds awesome and we would love to do more of your riddles on the show.
Please.
So if you have more riddles, please send them to us.
Incredible.
We would love it, Mike. And for everyone else, have a happy frickin' New Year. I mean, my New Year's already starting off great with, I might be reinvigorated on riddles. I might like riddles again.
I think we all are back on board.
I've always liked them, but that...
Then show it.
That the Grease one set me back.
And by the end of 2020, I will be doing a full split on my right side. I'm not God. Can't do a left split.
No.
And a split on the right side is just where you raise your arm all the way up and have your leg parallel to the ground?
Yep. Enough. anything to plug, everybody?
This is January. This is New Year. I've mentioned it before. Magic Tavern is on tour in January. So check out hellofromthemagictavern.com to see our dates. Also, for this whole year, for 2020, Aaron Keefe will be playing Chunt on Magic Tavern. So check that out. That's going to be a good time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm going to tank it. Not on purpose. I'm just bad.
And I want to plug Mike. Whatever Mike wants to plug, I want to plug because that's my new best friend.
Mm-hmm. January 18th, we're going to be in San Francisco for Sketchfest. So come out and see Hey Riddle Riddle.
With a special Bostonian guest who's not Aaron Keefe.
Rob Corddry.
I can't stress enough. You're going to see me be so excited and so nervous. I've
Bobby
been a fan
Corduroy's himself.
Of Rob Corddry forever.
He's one of my favorite anchors on
Daily
Correspondence
Show.
On Daily Show.
I was saying that when we picked him, I got a gift in for Christmas one year that was all the 2004 coverage of like the presidential race. And he does a segment where he was in Boston, and I probably have watched that like 100 times.
He's so good. James, anything to plug?
So, no,
besides
that
plug?
That's the plug I just did.
Misty Flex, anything
Misty,
to plug?
Yes, please, thank you. Misty Flex, thank you everyone who's now started calling me Misty Flex. Follow me, Misty Flex, on Instagram. No, follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, and I'll plug the shows I do there.
And Aaron, I have something I want to tell you.
Yeah, what's up?
Space City, Way City, Planety Wanity, up in the sky.
I've lost my sanity. Jupiter!
Bye forever.
Hey, Riddle, Riddle. Created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
That was a HeadGum podcast.